friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Trooper shows compassion to drunk driver, and 4 years later, the man he arrested contacts him. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Most of us would like to forget the misdeeds and mistakes of our youth, but Jake Bosacker prefers to remember the night when he was the man arrested by a state trooper doing the very job that he'd hoped to have one day. Jake was a 21-year-old college student who had decided to take a semester off from his studies in criminal justice. Home from Texas Christian University with a plan to sober up and get back on track, he soon stumbled, drinking too much during a night out with friends. Minnesota State Patrol Trooper Keenan Jones works the overnight shift in the Minneapolis metropolitan area. He had arrested 2 impaired drivers before getting a third call on that night in September 2017. Though momentarily tempted to skip the call after just returning to the station, Trooper Jones knew he had to investigate. Trooper Jones responded to the call and stopped Jake from erratic driving. Jake, covered in blood from a nosebleed, smelling of alcohol, and heading in the wrong direction, felt certain this would mark the end of his dream of working in law enforcement. Both Jake and Trooper Jones found something different than what they might have expected that night during the stop as the man was arrested. Jake surprised Trooper Jones with a totally different attitude. He was a breath of fresh air, according to the officer. Instead of making excuses or seeming unwilling to learn from his mistakes, Jake was emotional and very upset that he might have ruined his future. He impressed Trooper Jones as someone with a good heart. Similarly, Jake found Trooper Jones to be anything but judgmental and condemning. Instead of a lecture, Jake received comfort and encouragement from Trooper Jones. The Minnesota trooper advised the young man arrested that he might even be able to use this experience to help others. He said that my life isn't over and that there might be some work that needs to be done, but the journey can start tonight, said Jake. Jake took that advice and he did the work. He returned to school and completed a degree, married a lovely young woman, and got sober. Jake and his wife live in Fort Worth, and he still dreams of a career in law enforcement. He feels confident that if that is in God's plan, he will make it happen. If this story isn't cool enough, there's one more thing. Jake reached out to Trooper Keenan Jones to let him know just how impactful that night had been for him and his future. How often do people take the time to do that? During a Zoom call, Jake said, "Thank you for saving my life that night. And possibly somebody else's." That gesture wasn't wasted on Officer Jones. That call was the first time a person he'd stopped called to thank him or express any gratitude. He told Jake, "I don't think you understand how much I appreciate it." Jake does have a good heart, and so does the one who recognized it in him. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances, and that he may encourage your hearts. Colossians 4:8. Woman gets real about being mom to triplets and twins after wildest 36 hours of her life. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Michaela Meyer Morsi is the proud mother of both triplets and twins, but the journey to get there hasn't been easy, especially for her body. Becoming a mother doesn't always come easily. And for Michaela Meyer Morsi of Denmark, it took a year of in vitro fertilization, IVF, treatments before finally giving birth to her twin girls, Philippa and Ophelia, in 2018. The pregnancy wasn't an easy one. It took a serious toll on Michaela's body. "I was massive, hurting so bad, and almost couldn't walk because of how swollen my body was," she shared. But this is precisely the kind of sacrifice moms willingly make so they can experience the miracle of birth. And though an issue called diastasis recti required Michaela to have surgery after delivering the twins, the joy of having 2 beautiful daughters outweighed the hardship. Michaela and her husband Mark knew giving their daughters a sibling was a long shot. The odds of getting pregnant were only 12 to 15%, but they decided to give it a try with one more IVF treatment. Michaela wasn't sure what to expect as she headed into her ultrasound appointment, but she received amazing news. Treatment was a success, and this time, there were three babies. That meant the woman who feared she'd never have kids would be the mother of triplets and twins. The pregnancies were an incredible blessing, but carrying that many babies also put a lot of strain on the woman's body. And Michaela Meyer Morsi left folks across the world speechless when she shared photos of her oddly shaped pregnant belly. She commented on how her bump grew straight out instead of up and down. And you could see bruises and purplish discoloration all over Michaela's protruding stomach. This mom was brutally honest about her journey, bravely sharing both the joys and the pains of carrying triplets and twins. If it were not for the extreme pain, the triplets would have to stay in the stomach for a month or three more. "It all just feels so overwhelming," she confessed. Amazingly, Michaela Meyer Morsi was able to carry her triplets for 35 weeks, a true labor of love for sure. Then, after the wildest 36 hours of her life, Michaela delivered three healthy baby boys via C-section, Charles, Theodore, and Gabriel. After her boys were born, the mom of triplets and twins continued experiencing physical discomfort. But even so, Michaela admits it is all worth it, and she's bursting with happiness and love over her huge family. "There is emptiness in my stomach, but my heart and my arms have never been so full of love and happiness," she explained. Online followers of Michaela Meyer Morsi have cheered for her and encouraged the mom over social media. "And though the journey was tough, God richly blessed this beautiful family."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.